Today on More to Life, imposter. Are you struggling to feel like you're up to the challenges in your life? You might be dealing with imposter syndrome. Let us help you regain your confidence. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
So, funny story.
Yes.
The show's
there's always a great way to start a Monday.
The show's not actually about what you just heard it was about. We were having some technical issues getting connected at the beginning, so we started another broadcast just in case. Today's show is actually about new beginnings, struggling with change that you're either trying to make or that, has been thrust upon you.
I tell you what, the Holy Spirit has a sense of humor. And I'm beginning to get twitchy when we plan shows because, okay, what kind of practical joke is he going to pull today?
So,
but yes, it's you know, you got to pivot, right? You got to deal with change in life, whether that's good change, bad change, changes you're choosing to make, changes that just stink and you don't want to have anything to do with, but they're there anyway. And you got to figure out how to connect with God's grace and your best self to make it all work. And that can be hard, and what better time to talk about it than on a Monday, because
Amen.
Every Monday seems to bring that you know, Sunday night scary thing that everybody's posting about all the time, because you're worried about what changes are coming in the week.
So 877-573-7825 is the number to call. You know, the fact is, change is hard, often unpleasant, and if you're struggling to make a change in your life, if you're having a hard time dealing with an unwelcome change that has been forced upon you one way or another, or if you'd like to make a change in your life or relationships but aren't sure where to start, let us help you discern God's will in the face of change, successfully manage all the changes you have to face, and bounce back from the stress of change gracefully. The number to call, 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
Also, if you're trying to help someone make it through a change in their lives, you know, when we care about people, when we have family, when we have friends, boy, you know, we have to somehow help them or be a support to them through whatever changes they're going through in life. And sometimes you're just sitting there going, how do I do this? How do I encourage them? How do I not be just a cheerleader who says empty nothings, but can really be there to be their sounding board, to be a support to them, a help to them, to help them be their best selves during this change in their lives? Change can feel scary because we just don't know about it. It's new. It's taking skills that maybe we have, maybe we don't have, and applying them, and the whole thing can just make us feel like at least we're in a state of disequilibrium, if not worse than that, and that feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, and you know, your point is well taken, because psychologists note that change, whether it's good or bad, is stressful. We often hear about distress, you know, but people aren't as aware of the term eustress, and that's E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, eustress. That's the stress that comes from good things happening, the birth of a new baby, for example, or a wedding, or you know, even a job promotion. I mean, these are good things, but
a new house,
stressful.
Lots of people know what like.
You know, even in good situations, good changes occur. They require maybe a learning curve. They require some shifting things around. You know, we struggle with change of all kinds. And so we are talking today about how do we manage change gracefully, both the changes we're trying to make, the obstacles we encounter as we try to face those changes, the changes that are forced upon us. Let's talk through how to deal with change gracefully at 877-573-7825.
And I'll have to say, one of the things that doesn't work very well is just denying it. So, for example, you're talking about all these really, you know, good changes, these eustress kind of changes. And one of the things that our family got to observe in the last year is a friend of one of our kids. The friend's parents had decided to redo their house. And the redo was the entire house, floor by floor. They'd get one floor done, they'd fix the next floor. You know, not just the flooring, the whole thing. And our kid would say to this friend, wow, you know, that must be really hard for you to be living with people in your house all the time in a constant state of flux and, you know, not being able to ever sleep in because they're showing up at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. And this friend would just say, no, it's fine. It hasn't been that bad. It's fine. Until the family went on vacation for a week. And then suddenly the friend was like, you were right. I had no idea I was holding in all of this stress, and I was just at the end of my rope until I got to like be in one place for an entire week without anybody walking in and anybody banging hammers at me or sledgehammering my walls. But that sense of denial, I'm just going to make it through this. It's fine. It's just fine. Often ends up bouncing back at us in ways that feel even worse than the change itself. So coping with stress well, knowing how to connect with God and the people in your life while you're going through it, and figuring out a plan to help you get through is what we're all about here today on More to Life. So give us a call.
At 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Sorry, we are talking about managing change more successfully today at 877-573-7825.
And every day here on More to Life, we look at St. John Paul II's Theology of the Body, which tells us, you know, something about how God made our bodies so that we can thrive and flourish in Him. And when we look at our reactions to things, what our bodily responses are, both physically, mentally, spiritually even, we get real insight into what roads God wants us to go down and how He wants to bless us, even in different situations. And today, the Theology of the Body reminds us that life is about growth and change. Our goal as Christians has to be bigger than just getting through the day, although most of us are glad when we can do that. But in everything we do, we're called to be receptive to God's plan for our life and relationships. Inevitably, that means being intentional about discerning the small changes God wants us to make every day so that we can become the people He's calling us to be. And let His perfect will be done in our lives. Every day involves some kind of change. Sometimes the day will include changes we're trying to make. Other days, we'll be facing changes that have just been thrust upon us out of seemingly nowhere.
And in the face of all of those changes, the best way to respond is to begin by prayerfully asking, Lord, how can I respond to the events of this day in a way that allows me to bring my life and relationships more in line with Your plan for me? Lord, how do You want me to be different today? How can I do a better job of bringing Your love into my life? How can I challenge myself and those I love to become healthier, more grace-filled people? As I pray and reflect on those answers, it can be really helpful to write them down, because those answers that come to us in prayer can be tremendously useful, because we can track the small steps we're making as we bring about those bigger changes in our life. God helps us solve big problems in small steps. And by keeping the big picture in mind and taking intentional, tiny, daily steps toward fulfilling that vision, we're able to live a truly authentic Christian life. The number to call, 877-573-7825. We're talking about making change. And whether we're talking about the changes you're trying to make and the obstacles you're facing as you try to make those changes in your life or relationships, or if you're dealing with a change that's been thrust upon you that you're not quite sure how to get your feet back underneath you, we want to help you manage the stress of change of all kinds gracefully. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
So whether you're going through change and you're feeling kind of off kilter or even really stressed out about it, or you're wondering if you should make a change because you're thinking, well, what's that going to bring with it? How are we going to handle all of this if we make that change in our lives? Anything from a great change to a more difficult one. We're here to help you through it today and connect with God's grace and the tools he wants to give you. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord and we'll start taking your calls about the changes that you're making or that you're facing in life. And in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you recognizing that life is filled with opportunities to change and that you are asking us to change, to grow, to become the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled people you are calling us to be. But Lord, in our brokenness, change is hard and often unwelcome. And so we bring to you all the changes that you ask us to make, all the changes we'd like to make, all the changes we have to make, because life is demanding that of us. And we ask you to teach us how to respond to those changes in a manner that will glorify you, work for the good of everyone involved, and help us to be our best selves. Help us to respond gracefully to change and the opportunities that you give us to change by leaning into your grace, letting your love soak into our hearts, and allowing you to transform us through that love, through the inside out, little by little, day by day. We place our trust in you. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, our show is titled New Beginnings, as we struggle with the changes we all have to make in life, or that we often have to face in life. Maybe they weren't welcome changes, but we are there. They are, and now what do we do with them? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Sue, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Colorado.
Streaming EWTN online. Hey, Sue, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. I have a young adult who's on her own, mature and successful, and she has let us know that she is now dating a woman. And
you know, I apologize for making you say it again, but you broke up. But can you just say it one more time, please? She's dating what?
She's dating a woman.
Okay, thank you.
And I am, she's pretty adamant that we just need to figure out how to accept this. And we're in different states at the time, right now. But I'm just trying to figure out how I can be not just excising that part of her life out of my life. You know, I really don't want to know too much about it right now. I'm not sure how to respond to her and be...
Can you tell me where your relationship is right now? It's a complete shock, certainly, and you know, and I'm sure you're both reeling from this. And so can you tell me where things stand in your relationship? Where maybe
you know, normally
where your husband is?
Relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, she was she was with us working and doing what she needed to do. While during COVID, she was with us for, you know, at least half of the last 18 months mm-hmm. living with us, and we had a lovely time together. Mm-hmm. We've always had a very
How is your relationship with her now? And how is your husband, are you married, and how is your
yes.
husband? Yeah, okay. And so how is her dad reacting
yeah.
to all this? And were you guys in the same place?
Yeah, we're in the same place about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just when we talked about her coming home for Christmas, she mentioned that this person may be coming with her. And I said, oh, well, we'll talk about that. It was the end of a 30-minute conversation. And she said, well, you know, I didn't ask your permission. I said, oh, we'll definitely talk about this later.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that she's being strong here, but, you know, no guest is allowed to just say, I'm not asking permission, I'm bringing somebody to your house. So
exactly.
just in that,
exactly.
you get a little flustered and annoyed. Then you have all the
right.
layers of this. It's a lot.
And she hasn't brought that up again. It's probably been about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And I think she might have known that she kind of, you know,
crossed the line.
Overstepped
okay.
her well. Bounds on that. But the tough thing is just, you know, it feels kind of like the elephant in the room.
Well, of course.
Where, you know, we call and have lovely conversations at least once a week and, you know, talk about all other aspects of her life.
Do you guys, and does she, what role does faith play in her life at all at this point? Anything?
That's a good question. I'm not fully sure. I'm not fully sure.
And when she was with you during the COVID epidemic situation, how were you guys, if at all, celebrating your faith in your home? Was there praying together? Was there live streaming mass together? Was she part of that, or was she sort of
she was
pushing
part
it away?
Of it.
Okay.
We were live streaming mass. I don't remember. I don't think she was with us when we had started going back to mass.
Okay, but in terms of family prayer, I don't know if you guys pray together as a family or not, or was she part of that, if you did?
You know, we pray together, we say grace, that's more of a prayer instead of just bless the Lord, and we have some...
All right, well, the reason I'm asking this, it goes to kind of how I want you to respond to this. So first of all, just a couple of things. I mean, you know, one... As we've already acknowledged, and you know, this is certainly a reeling thing to find out, and you know that no parent would not be shocked or surprised, and struggling to know how to respond in a faithful way to this challenge. So you know, you and hundreds of thousands of other folks who are tuning in are dealing with this, and so my heart goes out to you and to your family and to your daughter as well. Secondly. You know, your daughter is certainly struggling to know who she is in the eyes of the Lord. She's struggling to know how to have a healthy relationship with her sexuality and how to bring all the different parts of her together in a way that is pleasing to God. And she's having a really hard time sorting all of that out. But she is still a beloved daughter of God. She is still your beloved daughter, and she still deserves your love. And so, number one, I would really like you and your husband to be praying directly every day that God would give you the wisdom to know how to respond to her in a way that brings out the best in her and helps ultimately lead her to Christ, and what that means for her particular situation and your unique circumstances. Because nobody can give you a script to follow on this. This is something you're going to have to ask every day the Holy Spirit to lead you, knowing that, you know, that God calls you to be loving to her, but that also loving her means working for her ultimate good. What that means in the specific circumstances that you're in is going to vary from family to family. But it starts with bringing that situation to God and telling God how much you love her, how much you know he loves her, and asking him to teach you and your husband to respond to this situation in a way that will help you be your best selves and help you bring out the best in your daughter so that you can be instruments of his grace in her life. I also want you to feel comfortable supporting her in whatever ways you are comfortable supporting her that have to do with the rest of her life. You know, there's no reason, for example, for you to, and you're not suggesting this, but some people might, there's no reason for you to not see her. There's no reason for you to not give her the same kinds of support you've always given her and the same kind of love that you've always given to her. You do have to negotiate boundaries around the relationship, and I would suggest to you that one of those boundaries needs to be your friend is welcome to our home, but you guys will need to sleep separately while you're here.
Or she's welcome to dinner, but if you guys are staying longer than that, you need to stay in a hotel.
And, you know, so because you don't want to be enabling of the inappropriate aspects of their relationship.
And I want to say this would be the same as if you had a child who was bringing home a heterosexual partner that they weren't married to but were living in sin with. You know, you just set the boundaries that uphold what you believe.
And I would say that to her directly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would make that, you know, this is not about, you know, your identification. This is about we believe that you should not be sleeping together. And this would be true if you were dating a man. So I want you to set those limits. I want you to also, when you get off the phone with us, to go to a website, couragerc.org, and under their programs tab, look for the Encourage link for families. Encourage is a sister organization of couragerc.org, which is an organization that supports folks with same-sex attraction who are working to live faithful lives. Encourage is the support group for their families, and they offer online and face-to-face groups. I'd really encourage you to take advantage of their programs. It's a wonderful, wonderful resource, a very faithful group, and a tremendous place to get started getting help. I hope that these suggestions will get you started. If there's more we can do for you, don't hesitate to reach out to us, but please do check out couragerc.org for the follow-up. With that, we have to go to break. When we come back, we are talking with John and Claire Grabowski about how couples can support each other in making changes. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
When you give, you want your charitable donations to be as effective and efficient as possible. Streamline your charitable giving while supporting the causes you care about. Consider a donor-advised fund with Catholic Charities. Learn more about how you can maximize your charitable donations with a simple, flexible, and efficient giving tool. Visit ccusa.gives. That's ccusa.gives.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray. My latest book, Jesus, the Master Psychologist, Listen to Him, talks about how Jesus was 2,000 years ahead of modern enlightened psychology. If he's God, he knows the absolute best way to live, whether psychology agrees or whether it doesn't. Go to AveMariaRadio.net to get your copy. Jesus will tell you the best way to live.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we're talking about change on our show titled New Beginnings. And joining us right now, John and Claire Grabowski. John is a theologian at Catholic University. He and Claire have served on the Pontifical Council for the Family, and they're authors of the book Raising Catholic Kids for Their Vocations. Hey, guys, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you, Greg and Lisa. It's great to be here with you again.
So, great, you know, to have you.
Change is an inevitable part of life. Let's start with you, John. How can couples support each other as they negotiate the changes that life throws at them?
Sure. Change is part of life. It's part of our lives as Christians, too, though. Scripture and the church tell us that the word for change is conversion. And it's something we're called to, not just during certain times of the year like Lent. It's something God calls us to all the time. If we're not changing, we're not growing in our life as Christians. So when circumstances in our lives force change on us, the key question to ask is, how does God want me to change in response to this?
Well, you know, Claire, I have to say, as a wife, you know what this is like. When we have two people in a relationship, we're both being called to change at different ways at different times. How do we handle this as couples?
Oh, Lisa, this is so important. And, you know, it means that we really have to work on our communication with our spouse and share with our spouse, you know, what's going on in us and the changes happening and what we think God is calling us to. And this might be adding prayer together or going to Mass more frequently or even going to confession more often to confess the ways we're not handling it right and to beg for the grace for this change to be fruitful in our lives. You know, when we get married, God gives us a built-in accountability partner. And that means we have someone right there in our home that can help us, encourage us to follow through on how God is calling us to change in our lives. And you know, we have to draw on that grace.
And you guys have one more tip that you wanted to share, and I don't want to cut you short, so I'm going to ask you to stay on over the break and share that last insight when we come back. We'll be also taking your calls, listeners, at 877-573-7825 about the changes that you're either trying to make or would like to make, or have been forced on you. 877-573-7825. Stick around.
It's as though the secular press has to shoehorn matters concerning fidelity or infidelity to church teaching into political labels of conservative versus liberal. And those political dichotomies are not entirely meaningless, but they most usually distort the discussion. This discussion is about receiving Christ worthily. And that is not a political discussion. And by the way, this discussion is not even new. If you go back to 1998, they also addressed the question of it from Living the Gospel of Life, again in 2006, in Happier Those Who Are Called to His Supper. For Pope Francis, he drafted, when he was Archbishop of Buenos Aires, the Parousia document. The U.S. bishops are now forced to address this problem because we have now a Catholic president who is receiving Holy Communion, while at the same time he is a champion of expanded abortion rights.
Cresta in the Afternoon with Al Cresta. 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Bishop Robert Barron on the priesthood.
I've been a priest for 31 years. It's a call to a total gift to Christ. It's a total gift of one's life to be conformed to Christ. You know, and that's why I felt it when I was a young guy and I was kind of getting into religion and understanding it more deeply intellectually. It just began to hit me with a great clarity that if this is true, if God is real and God is a supreme good, well, why wouldn't I give my whole self to God? Why would I get distracted by anything else, you know? Now, again, I'm not saying that should be true for every single person on the planet. That's the way it hit me when I was a young guy, was I want to give as much as I can my whole self to Christ. So there's something heroic about that, where you do eschew a lot of things. You say no to a lot of things so you can say massively yes to Christ and to his demand. I think that's a heroic quality of it.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Many new parents approach Greg and I with questions about techniques to be successful parents. But this is the wrong attitude. Remember, your baby is not a machine. There's no operating manual for parenthood. Every parent needs to learn the language their baby speaks in order to create a positive, trust-filled relationship that is optimal for his or her emotional, spiritual, and physical development. The language of baby consists of touch, cuddles, and intensive FaceTime. By speaking this language, you are telling your baby, come close to me, learn from me, let me teach you what the world means and what it means to be you. There are supporting actions such as baby wearing and breastfeeding, but most important is your attitude. You brought this little person into the world. The best gift that you can give them is a willingness to give yourself in self-donative love. For more ways to build a positive relationship with your child, visit us at moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today our show is titled New Beginnings, as we talk about making change, struggling with change, dealing with changes that are forced on us. How do we manage that all gracefully? 877-573-7825. We were talking before the break with John and Claire Grabowski. John is a theologian at Catholic University. He and his wife, Claire, have served on the Pontifical Council for the Family and are authors of Raising Catholic Kids for Their Vocations. And they were sharing some insights about how couples can work together to manage change gracefully. Guys, thanks for hanging on over the break.
Oh, no problem, Greg.
It's good to have you with us, because I really want to unpack the point you were making, Claire, before we move on to your one last point, which is that when we get married, we are given by God an accountability partner. And I think that's almost a shock to some couples, because usually when we start to go through change, or one person starts to feel the need for a change, we sort of close in on ourselves. We don't share it until we feel sort of attached to the idea. Then we spring it on our spouse and they get defensive and it all kind of breaks down. So talk to us about how to be accountability partners in a healthy, encouraging way.
You know, Lisa, this is a big thing happening in John and my life right now. You know, when we first get married, you know, we're excited and we know we have this person to share our lives with. Then we have a family and we start getting really busy. And sometimes that leaves our mind. We get too busy to talk and communicate what's going on. Well, John and I are back in a big change in our lives. We just had a daughter get married about a week ago. And we have a second daughter getting married in less than 3 weeks. And we're realizing we're really in this job alone again. There's no one here. And it's so important that I remember to share it with John what I'm going through, because there's a lot letting go of your children and watching them take steps in life that you want to tell them exactly what to do, but you can't, you know? And so I can bounce those ideas off of my husband, and I can ask him to pray for me to have wisdom on how to help my grown children.
But of course, I apologize. I was just going to say, it's also important to realize that you guys aren't alone. There are still other supports, and it's important to open up to those as well. John, could you speak to us a little bit about that?
Sure. Claire said, you know, when you're married, your spouse is a built-in accountability partner for you, but they can't be your only accountability partner, right? We got to find other people who can help us respond to the change that God's telling us to make. So, like, we're in a couple's Bible study together, and we do marriage ministry together, preparing couples, but Claire's also in a couple of women's groups through our parish and through other things, and I'm trying to get involved in the men's group at our new parish, because we recognize we need other friends, other people to support, challenge, and encourage us. We can't put that all on each other.
Important insights. And guys, I want to thank you so much for, as I said, giving us a little extra time today, because I know this is something that so many listeners can relate to and appreciate, just the need to do a better job of being there for each other in the middle of those changes. And again, your book, Raising Catholic Kids for Their Vocations. Guys, thanks so much for being with us, John and Claire Grabowski. God bless.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are taking your calls about change today on our show titled New Beginnings. And change is hard, and it's often unpleasant. If you're struggling to make a change, if you're having a hard time dealing with an unwelcome change, and you're not sure, or if you're looking to make a change and not sure where to start, let us help you discern God's will in the face of change, successfully manage all the changes you have to face, and bounce back from the stress of change gracefully. That's 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. 7825.
Or maybe you're just finding yourself in a place where every cell of you is saying, I need something to change, but you're not sure how to do it, where to start, or if you really should, or you're just feeling particularly burned out. We're here to help you discern that as well at 877-573-7825. Let's talk now with Dave, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, Dave. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Folks, am I coming through?
Yes, you're
yeah.
here.
What's up?
I'm a little emotional this morning, and I hope you'll overlook that.
But of course.
I want to say thank you to you guys, because right now it seems like culturally, just like Hitler rolled across Europe in World War II, this ugliness is rolling across America socially, and I mean that so strongly. These forces are trying to make us, to force us to be the way they are. And Ave Maria Dear Radio and you guys, you're 100% source of Jesus Christ without any falling away. I just want to say thank you. God bless
Dave.
You. We're in a battle. We need you so much. I just want to say thank you.
Well, Dave, thank you so
Dave.
Much for that. And,
thank
you know, I just, you know, when we're feeling sometimes overwhelmed.
And alone and isolated.
By the news, by the culture, by all the big things. You know, I think the most important thing we can focus on is how is God asking us to make a tiny difference in the lives of the people that he's placed around us. You know, we can get so caught up, and I'm not suggesting that we shouldn't be politically aware, culturally aware. I read all the papers. I watch all the news programs. I'm on the internet constantly. I know what's going on. And I don't mean that we should just stick our head in the sand, but I do mean that it's important to not let all the big stuff stop us from doing the work that God has planned to ask us to do with our spouse, with our kids, with our coworkers, with the people in our lives. And the best way to respond to all the crazy and the chaos and the culture and in the news cycle is to step back from it. And I say to God, Lord, I know all of that is going on. Make me an instrument of your peace in the lives of the people you've placed in my life. Help me to make a positive difference today in some small way so that you can bless others through me. And then think of something concrete to do to make that difference.
And I'll give you a perfect example of this and a great resource that will actually let the Holy Spirit speak to you in deeper ways, Dave, and sort of get this idea flowing in you. If you haven't read it already, or even if you have, get it back out and read it again or listen to it. It's also on audiobook. A great book called The Hiding Place by Corey Ten Boom. And she was a woman who was just a jeweler's daughter who lived in a ramshackle house, you know, helping her father in the business, taking care of her elderly aunts, and just a person. And just as you started your call with, Hitler began to run through Europe, and things got very, very ugly where she was living. But because of her faith in God and her family's faith in God together, they were able to go through the entirety of World War II, making a difference in people's life and the Holy Spirit making a difference in their lives in a really profound way. And I think if you take a look at that and you really read through it and see, it was their receptivity, as we talk about here on More to Life all the time, as we talk about the theology of the body, their receptiveness to the prompting of the Holy Spirit, minute by minute, day by day, constantly inviting him into their lives, that changed their lives and brought them closer to God and changed the lives of many, many other people. And the lives are still changing through the books that she has written.
Well, and I will say this, you know, just in general, I mean, you don't have to write books to make a difference.
Right.
But, you know, Scripture tells us that the good that we do, you know, will last 1,000 generations. Think about that. You know, you put a smile on somebody's face, the blessing of that lasts 1,000 generations.
Yeah.
You do some kind act for somebody, God will bless that and let it last. So, you know, when you get caught up in all the news and all the crazy and all the stuff that's going on in the culture, again, I'm not denying any of that. But God has asked each of us to do our part to build his kingdom, even in the face of all of that. And the best thing that most of us can do is to step back and love our spouse, love our kids, do our work faithfully, and look for little ways to leave people better off than we found them.
And have a kind of prayer life that allows you to be able to say minute by minute, Lord, what do you want me to do in this situation? What do you want me to do today? Walk with me through this, Lord. So when I think that the two most important things to say here is, number one and foremost and always, when you're feeling that sense of despair, lean into God more. Ask him to be your best friend, your closest companion, and to guide you and never leave you and walk with you every step of the way. That has to be number one, because then he'll lift that fear and give you his strength and courage. And number two, look for those ways to make people's lives just a little bit easier, a little bit more pleasant, a little bit more filled with God's love. And you'll be amazed at what God can do through you. You might think, I'm just one small person and the whole world's falling to rack and ruin. But he changes the world through one small person at a time. So thank you for your kind words, Dave. We really appreciate it. I hope this is an encouragement to you today as well. Thank you.
So thank you. Yeah, thank you very much for calling up with those lovely words. And we ask that God would bless you abundantly and help you know the changes he wants you to make in your life and the lives of those around you. 877-573-7825. We're talking about new beginnings, making change, and dealing with change, and bouncing back from the changes that are forced on us. Let's talk it through. 877-573-7825. And as we head out, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes from Psalm 18, verse 2.
Well, I'm going to read it, but I have to say, we planned this scripture before the show. And after Dave's call, I just want to assure you again, Dave, the Holy Spirit is working. Because here's today's scripture for you. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
Amen.
That is who God is. And even if we have to put that scripture up all around the house, write it on the back of our hand, whatever it takes to remind us, pray that. Pray that constantly. Pray for God's companionship and love and protection in your life. Lean into your relationship with him and then do what he's asking you to do.
877-573-7825. We're talking about dealing with change, whether you are looking to make a change but not sure where to start, struggling with obstacles in the face of the changes you're trying to make, not knowing how to deal with changes that have been forced on you. Whatever the situation is, we want to help you manage change gracefully. At 877-573-7825, More to Life will continue with your calls right after the break.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 75% to Ave Maria Radio and Human Life International. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
CMF Curo is a Catholic healthcare ministry providing families nationwide with a better solution centered around whole health, spirit, mind, and body. Our members share their medical burdens within a faith-filled community. At CMF Curo, our members have access to a spiritual director, concierge services, and other health and spiritual resources. Find out if CMF Curo is a better solution for your family. Visit MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
The EWTN home video highlight for October is They Might Be Saints, Father Michael McGivney. Miracle hunter Michael O'Neill follows the trail of Father Michael McGivney, founder of the Knights of Columbus and America's first parish priest to be beatified. This documentary explores the miraculous cure that led to Father McGivney's beatification. Order your DVD at EWTNRC.com or call 1-800-854-6316.
Location, location, relocation. Studies show more than a third of college students transfer, and half of those do it more than once. He reminds us of St. Augustine's quote, "Our souls are restless until they rest in Thee." At Ave Maria University, we challenge this group to visit us, stroll down our palm tree paths, spike a shot on our sand volleyball court, or partake in an outdoor devotion. There's a reason when students visit Ave Maria, they tend to stay. Ave Maria University, your relocation destination. Visit avemaria.edu.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking about dealing with change today, either the changes you'd like to make, the struggles you're facing in the changes you're trying to make, or just trying to get your feet back underneath you from the changes that have been forced on you by life. Whatever change you're facing, let's talk about how to manage it gracefully at 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Michaela, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Wyoming.
Hi, Michaela. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning. Thank you. So this is kind of funny, as you can relate. So this was a God call to open a Catholic Christian store in Wyoming. And, you know, of course, it's beyond any comfort level. And you ask, okay, why'd you pick me? And during that time, in order to open the store, you sell your home. And so I thought, I can do this. And then you rent, you know, and then during that COVID deal, they had a bunch of people moving into Wyoming, where 150 people, including myself, all got evicted and had to find another way of life. So, Of course, you know, I bought an RV thinking I can do this. I can be the hermit and the store will still succeed, which it is. It's five times larger. But it's just, I think it's just finally starting to wear. And then I have, you know, a lot of the Catholics, you know, my own Catholic families, you know, they were taking bets, not thinking this would last 2 weeks. And now it's going on 3 years. And it's just draining. I'll have some of them come in. Or, you know, I have 90% Protestant. We brought a lot of people back to the faith, a lot of miracles. Okay. But I just feel worn out, tired.
Of course you do. And I personally know there's a lot going on in Wyoming. So people outside of that area might say, why'd she get evicted when all these people? I understand what you're talking about. So
yeah, rent doubled.
it's just a little bit of mayhem and crazy going on in real estate in Wyoming for people who don't know. So you feel like the store is still on your heart, is part of your calling. You've had these miracles happen, and yet your financial situation is getting tighter and tighter, and people are taking up a lot of your
time. Is that the case? Because you told our screener
how do you feel about it all?
Yeah, because you said the store is growing and getting bigger, but you said you told our screener you're not taking a salary. So it sounds like...
No, I don't get paid to do this. And what I do is, through the grace of God, I've been fortunate enough where, you know, when I do the surrender prayer, God, in his magic, you know, some little side job will come up. So I'm
so is this not, you do not have ownership of this store? You're just renting it for
yes,
some?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Oh, no.
So why don't
yes.
you take a salary? Do you make enough to be able to take something for yourself?
I think in my generosity, I probably help people and give more away than I probably should. I think my tithing has to do with the store as well. And then during the uncertainty is everything's paid in full. I don't want any debt because, as you know, during this time, sales are, they'll spike
sure.
one day. And then the next day, if you make $13, you're lucky.
Sure.
And I think a lot of what I'm dealing with, too, is the space that I rent. I'm very grateful to have this space. But the individuals I rent from now, it's almost like they hate and resent the store being here. So then you're looking for more space. And then, you know, you're just constant. It's just a constant
okay.
change and stress.
Well, and I think, you know, what you're describing is, you know, you have a beautiful heart for ministry and,
yeah.
and a real zeal for the Lord and the church. But I think that you've got a really chaotic work situation there that would wear anybody down. And I don't deny that God is calling you to this ministry. I do question whether he's asking you to do it the way you're doing it. right? Because, and that's not to say, you know, God will sometimes ask us to do hard things. I'm not suggesting that. But when God calls us to do something, he also has a way for us to do it that will not wear us out and tear us down. And that's something that we all struggle with. I mean, heck, I wrestle with the same thing. I could work 48 hours a day with, I get it. All right. I'll just share with you what I try to do to kind of keep that in my mind. First of all, I've got to bring that to God. And I say, Lord, I know that you've asked me to do this work. It's on my heart. I'm passionate about it. I have a heart for the people that I serve and the things that I do. But I need your help figuring out how to do it in a way that is sane, in a way that allows me to take care of myself and the people that you've given to me, so that I don't get consumed by this or burned out by it, and I can continue to serve you well. Teach me how to manage this mission that you've given me in a way that will really glorify you, work for the good of everybody involved, and help me be my best self. Now, the answer to that question doesn't just pop into my head. It's an ongoing conversation with God that I have to have every day, and I have to be willing to do what we talked about earlier in the program, make little changes every day to try to approach the work that I'm doing in a saner, healthier, more balanced way. And I want you to really look hard at that. You know, you said certain things that you maybe are not setting certain boundaries because you have a very, you know, beautiful heart and you want to be generous. But are you being generous in a way that's actually making you a good steward of both the mission and the resources that God has given you? Or are you being generous in a way that is giving away the store?
Well, and in a way that gives you a long-term way to continue to be generous. Because in our generosity, Satan can sneak in and use that and say, well, we'll just make her deplete herself to the point where there's no way for her to ever be generous again. Whereas if you say, well, I'm going to make sure that I'm doing this in a very prudent way, according to how the Holy Spirit's asking me to do it, then you'll be saving up enough to be able to say, well, now I can invest more in the business. Now I can make sure it's set up more long-term so I can be there for people more long-term. So you're not aggrandizing yourself. You're really investing in a longer-term ministry rather than just letting Satan let you be burned out by it. You spend a lot of time during the day talking to people. Well, you might say, well, you know, I want to be there for people, but what I have to do is set aside certain hours, perhaps for a book discussion group, like three times a week, where people can come in and we can talk about a particular book and I can really minister to them during that, you know, 2 to 3 hours in an evening where they're here, we can serve snacks, we can have this time together, and we can really minister to one another. I can be present and make those relationships.
And you don't have to have 12-hour conversations
exactly.
with any random person that comes in.
And
you can just say, hey, our group is on Wednesday
right,
night.
I want to talk to you so much. Please come to our group so that we can talk. I'm sorry I have all these books that I have to take care of now, like my actual, you know, accounting books, but I would love to have this conversation. Come on by on Thursday night for snack and book time. So you're still doing your ministry, but you're compartmentalizing it in a way that doesn't burn you out and actually gives you time to build real relationship with people. It's just one small suggestion that came to me. The other thing, and I'm sure you're probably doing this already because I know there is lots of support in Wyoming for businesses, you really want to start talking with the other people who are going through this struggle of the real estate situation and the rent situation.
And working with a business advisor.
See who they can recommend.
That can help you work both hard and smart.
Right.
Again, I think the mission, God has definitely placed the mission on your heart, but I don't think he's asking you to do it the way you're doing it. And I'll throw out one other thing. You know, you're not paying yourself. Well, Scripture says a worker is worth his wage.
Amen.
You know, we have this tendency to think that when I'm doing ministry, that means that I shouldn't have good business acumen or a schedule or even pay myself. And that comes from a more monastic approach to ministry, and that's why religious exist, so that they can do that kind of work that can't be as well compensated for.
But they also have a religious community to help support them and make sure that they don't, you know, die from the stress of it all.
Lay ministry is a little different dynamic. You know, you do have your own bills to pay and perhaps a family's bills to pay. You have to be a good steward of the resources that God is giving you, and you have to make sure that you're taking care of yourself and all this so that God can continue to use you for years to come. So, Michaela, I don't think it's a question of, you know, is God asking you to do this? I think it's a question of getting good advice on how to do it better and smarter so that you can serve him without wearing yourself out, without allowing Satan to take the joy of this work out of your heart, and allowing you to be a blessing to others for years to come. Thanks, Michaela, for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us again here on the program or at CatholicCounselors.com. And listeners, if you are struggling to make a change in your life or deal with a change that's been thrust on you, check out the resources we mentioned at CatholicCounselors.com, including learning more about our telecounseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic marriage, family, or personal counselor to help you make the changes you're looking for in your life. Don't forget to get out there and start living the life God has for you, because with his grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day, folks.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.